Chapter 5. The Price of Glory. Open your heart now to light of the eternal. Instead of laboring to perfect an individual mentality, which finally must be consumed in the white heat of spiritual illumination. The heart has ever symbolized the center of being. Lao Tzu, a Chinese philosopher of great light, aptly points to true identification in the following verse from the Book of Life. There is no need to run outside for better seeing, nor to peer from a window. Rather abide at the center of your being, for the more you leave it, the less you learn. Search the heart and see if he is wise who takes each turn. The way to do is to be. Blessed are they who willingly and rejoicingly surrender scientific mental ways and search for God with their hearts alone. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. We can learn heavenly realities and receive divine light either from those who have received knowledge through divine illumination or through illumination direct, self-revelation. Self-revelation shall be present and shall continue to be with us when we accept it as our only light and way. Suppose one wishes to be free from grief, just how shall he proceed? Let grief alone. Do nothing with it. Turn to God, the self of you, the mind in existence of you, the being in whom there is no grief. Let this pure, holy self completely absorb your attention. Grief will vanish, as certainly as there can be no darkness where light is. Suppose the desire is to be set free from pain. Identify yourself as the self which is perfection now, the self which is wholeness and harmony everlastingly, even as the sun is always the light of the whole world. The self is our body. Steadfastly accepting this perfect self in an all-absorbing love and devotion, there can be no feeling of pain or distress. One is in that place where it is promised, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Questions regarding healing, demonstration, treatment shall continue while separate individual thinking remains. Individual thinking shall continue, inclusive of the sense of discord, limitation, and inharmony, until false identification is brought to an end. In no other way will God become a vital, vibrant presence in our lives. First of all, withdraw from appearances. Make no effort to heal, to overcome, or to destroy them, or to silence discord. Effort of the personal self is blindness and bondage. Turn heart, soul, and being to the acceptance of truth itself in the realm of the real. Identify yourself now as the real alone. As an individual or an expression, none can know freedom, peace, wholeness, and perfection. One thing alone is of value, one thing greater than to gain the whole world, entrance into reality as the self itself. Father, I thank thee. I rejoice to see that the infinite includes me. The infinite is all of me. I am the infinite. This perception is not presumption. It is meekness and might. The personal has been swallowed up in the one. This is the price of glory exacted of us all. Open heart and soul now to light of the eternal. Cease all attempt to make a heaven of your own. Nothing but failure and defeat await you. Quote, take heed, brethren, lest there be in you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in their works they deny him. End quote. In our experience in divine revelation, we lose consciousness of personal mind and body. We have ecstasy and bliss, peace and glory unknown and indescribable to those unattuned to it. This realization of the real self is spontaneous freedom, possible now to all who pay the price of glory. Above and beyond the physical is the mental. Above and beyond the mental is the divine and spiritual. The real self remains forever undisturbed, changeless, eternal. Identify yourself now as the real self. Know thyself. The way is one. We are the way. Set your heart upon reality. Until one ceases to identify himself as a personal consciousness, he cannot arrive at ultimate things. To quote Conquest of Illusion, quote, intuition alone can serve as a way to knowledge, the intuition being the experience of reality in our being. It is only when we leave the trappings of the world of relativity behind that we can enter the world of the real and there experience reality, which does not answer the wrong questions, but rather sweeps them aside and gives us a realization of living truth instead, in the light of which the very questions become absurd. Aspire to reality which alone satisfies. End quote. Surrendering the ways of the material and the ways of the mental, one comes naturally into the experience of the real and eternal. Be willing now to pay the price of glory.